Carpe the damn DM, damn it. The more you write, the more you find stuff to write about. That's when you start to feel like Keats. When I have fears that I may cease to be, before my pen has gleaned my teeming brain, etc., etc. This is when you start to realize that there isn't enough time to just do the basics of living. There isn't enough time to do all the loving, the living, and even the dying that we need to do. The dying? Yes. Tessa's golden retriever is not moving along toward death as fast as my selfish ass wants him to. I have to pick him up 20 times a day to carry him from room to room out of the way, out to pee, towards his food. His appetite is fine. He loves living, but his arthritis makes me impatient. Yes, there isn't enough time even for dying if we fuck up our minds. I must have at least 4 pieces ready to post today, and they're actually funny. But I'm writing this serious piece instead before I turn into a whiny pussy like 95% of the rest of the world. I think my bullshit bubble sort of caved in on me yesterday when I saw that Greta Weitz had died. Cancer. Who's Greta Weitz? Just an idol of mine from the 80s. Won the New York City Marathon a bunch of times. I read Runner's World and Runner Magazine back then. I hadn't thought of Greta in decades, but when her face flashed on the NBC Nightly News last night, I knew what had happened without turning the sound up. How do we know shit like that? I just knew. I saw her face for only 2 seconds, and I knew. How do we know? Just an hour before, I had been telling Sean that wasting time is a sin. Wasting any second of life is a greater sin than titty-fucking Madeleine Albright, or even thinking about it for that matter. I didn't say the Madeleine Albright part, but only because he would have puked on the recliner. So before I saw the report on Greta, I was already into the Carpe Diem thing. And then, get this, an old friend calls me up 2 hours later, asking my opinion on this new guy she's dating. What did he mean by this? What should I do next? Yes, I like him. Finally, I go, just fuck him. She said, I don't think you should base a relationship on that. This woman is the same age as Greta, by the way. Not making that up. I had a hard time not screaming at her. I calmed myself down. I said, you said he likes movies. Find out what movies he likes. Make a dish of manicotti. Have him over. Sit on your fucking couch with him and watch the fucking movie. I didn't raise my voice. I'm so proud. Then I remembered about Greta and I almost started yelling again. I explained who Greta Weitz was and how she died. I said, she's the same age as you. And then I go all hope floats on my friend's ass. Do you think life goes on forever? You've got to take chances. These stupid fucking rules you've got don't matter if you really like someone. Yes, I'm far too blunt. But so is life. A little more bluntness and then I'm done. Remember the days before all these dickless lunatics like Michael Vick got infamous for fighting pit bulls? Remember when the badass dog to have was a Rottweiler? I do. Actually, a Rottweiler is a herding dog, but they can do some damage as a guard dog. 15 years ago, Tessa and her husband had a Rottweiler named Kodiak. I've always thought that the Carpe Diem thing goes well with the Beauty and the Beast theme. And there's a photograph that shows Tessa leaning over and letting this massive Rottweiler lick her on the cheek. I beg pardon if this stuff doesn't make any sense. I don't have time to explain it.